The Supreme Court has struck out Section 96, Subsection 7 of the Criminal and Other Offences Act, which designated rape, defilement, treason, murder and narcotics as non-bailable offences, describing it as unconstitutional. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the lawyer who initiated the case at the Supreme Court, Martin Kpebu, said the ruling is a victory for the rule of law. He said the law was an oppressive one and striking it out will be good for Ghana's development. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
It was one such oppressive law from the way we were implementing it. You know, once you were tagged with one of those offences, if you couldn't show ill health and if the trial had delayed for more than 3 years, it meant that you would stay in custody till the end of the case. That kind of thing is not good for our development. Development is not about only roads and hospitals. It's first and foremost about the human being, the quality. One of the indicia of our quality of life is the quality of the law. So where a law is so oppressive that it throws away the presumption of innocence, that is no law. So it's good that the court has struck it out. So we should look at it as judgment that will help bring about development, because it's going to bring about change in the system. It will cause the police and the attorney general to sit up. I'm sure you've heard things like sometimes the person is in custody in Nsawam, his docket is missing. The investigator has been transferred. The investigator has gone on leave, or sometimes they say he's retired. Those are not excuses. Somebody's liberty is at stake.
Your point is well made, but the argument some other people have also made, you alluded to it earlier, is the fact that there are people who there is evidence against them that they have committed serious crimes like treason, like murder, rape. Why do they have to be granted bail when the evidence is clear that they have committed a crime?
Well, the evidence is not clear until the court has decided so. So it's not so clear as lay people may want us to believe. Assuming the person even committed a crime, there's what we call due process. So until he's been convicted, let him be free. For with this judgment now, what it means is that if you have evidence against him, because he's on bail, you will hurry up with the trial. This is a momentous judgment that is going to help advance our criminal justice system.
Now that criminals are going to be granted bail, it is difficult for people to give information on criminal activities because they will be afraid that if they give information that people are arrested and they are granted bail, they may come back at them.
We have laws to protect, so let's not be scared. You report to the police and action will be taken. That's one. Number two is there is no evidence to suggest that this will happen.
Someone has just whispered to me that granting bail to criminals will also encourage instant justice.
That one, too, once again, is not borne out by the evidence. What the judgment seeks to do is that it stops things like the AG is busy. How can you keep somebody's dear one in custody for 2 years and keep saying that AG is busy? AG is busy, so let him come out and rest. When AG is ready to prosecute, AG prosecute. When police are ready to go on, they go on. But don't keep somebody's dear one in custody when you have not proved them guilty. You see, sometimes when it happens to far people, we think, oh, the law is only for criminals. It affects innocent people as well. So let's reserve judgment. Change. It's like that. You know, whenever change comes, people are apprehensive. But we'll soon find out that this change is good for us. It's development. It's a quantum leap. We are developing. And yesterday, that judgment gave us an impetus for development.
Mr. Kpebu had earlier secured a judgment where people who stood surety for persons who jumped bail will no longer be imprisoned. He said his next action is to fight against what he termed ambush trial, whereby prosecutors hide evidence from suspects and accused persons and only reveal them in the course of the trial.
This same criminal trial, often when you're going for a trial, the police will hide the evidence. They don't show it to you until you are in court. If you check from a lot of the countries, even African countries, that's not the law. They will give you the evidence, the statements before, so that you see the case against the accused. If he's guilty, he'll plead guilty to make everything short. But right now in our system, when they are going to court, they'll hide the evidence till the day they are ready to bring it in court. It's surprising. It's ambush litigation. That system has been cancelled. So what we are asking for in the next case is that before the trial starts, bring us all the statements. If Mr. A said he saw the accused jumping the wall to go and steal from the house, okay, bring us his statement, all the evidence, so that we'll see what is the case, so that we can also be prepared to defend ourselves. That is the way trials are done in places where they are well organized and want to respect the rights of the accused to be able to prepare his defense and defend himself adequately.